The same week that my 19-year-old daughter left for college in Illinois, my 89-year-old father moved in around the block from our home. As we settled our firstborn into her dorm, I felt a bittersweet mix of excitement for her tinged with my own loss. We're keeping her bedroom ready for her, but we know that any returns to the nest will be temporary. And as she starts her life in her first home away from home, her grandfather is going through a parallel process, settling into what may be his last. He moved to San Francisco after spending the past 9 years in a senior living facility with my mother in suburban Chicago. When she died and then COVID hit, he came for an extended visit that resulted in his decision to move here and start fresh. Most folks expressed surprise that a self-described old geezer would move from the security and comfort of an elevator building with wraparound services to an older walk-up apartment above a pet supply store. But my dad began his life in a one-bedroom apartment in Queens, and this feels like a fitting bookend on the other side of the country. He's delighted with the place, especially his small balcony overlooking the street. In fact, within the first week, he shocked us all when he slept out there. At night, the street below is like a stage set, he said. He's right, it is, though I had never noticed. My daughter, too, shocked me a bit when she and some friends got dressed up and crashed a wedding reception, dancing and having a wonderful time. My initial alarm at their unconventional behavior pretty soon gave way to admiration for their daring and spunk. The sandwich generation usually refers to the burden of caring for both our children and our aging parents, but for me, the unexpected gift of this time is the joy and even role modeling I receive from both the younger and older generation. With a perspective, this is Hannah Clements-Hart.